Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Misty Jones is head coach of HBU women's soccer team. She joined the university in 2006. The team secured 3 conference tournament championships and 2 NCAA tournament appearances, among other accolades. One of the soccer team's motto has always been, "In your name, we play," reminding players that they represent Jesus Christ in everything they do. I sure like that motto, Misty.
Thank you.
That is good. In your name, we play.
When we had a player probably 8-9 years ago, maybe. Her name was Kelly, and she would pray often for the team, and she started saying that, and we just kind of kept it because it is what we do, you know, and it kind of helps keep things in perspective.
And that motto reminds me of 1 Corinthians 10:31, where Paul says, whether we eat or drink and whatsoever we do all to the glory of God.
Absolutely. Each year we have a different Bible verse, and that was certainly one of our verses one year.
So, I mean, tell us about the women's soccer team and all the good things that have happened.
It's certainly been a process. It's been, you know, definitely a little up and down. Fortunate enough that was hired from the beginning and was able to start the team. So you don't always get to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's been pretty exciting. So, you know, win, lose, draw, all the things that are involved in that, I guess, you know, can fall back to me, and obviously to the fantastic staff that I've had over the few years. So it was fun to, you know, be able to start a team and you know, kind of go with ups and downs. We certainly transformed from the first year in 2006. Ron Cottrell was actually the athletic director, and he hired myself and my husband Steve Jones had coached the men for many years here as well. He hired the two of us and to start the programs. And so within a couple months, we were filling a team, you know, and so that was really quick, but it was fun. It was a great, you know, experience. And then, you know, after that, we were here, I think we were hired in April. The following May, so just a little over a year, Dr. Sloan brought everybody in to his house and we had a meeting and he said, "We're changing all the athletics to Division I," and so here we go. So that really was not what we signed up for, but it's certainly been quite a ride and quite a journey through.
You know, when we say NCAA Division I, I mean, I know those of you involved in athletics appreciate what that means, but a lot of people don't realize what that means.
Right. I mean, really, it's the elite athletes. I mean, yeah, they're athletes, you know, ranging in age 18 to probably 23, but they are definitely elite athletes. And we see a big difference in who we need to recruit now and, you know, the teams we play against. And it really, really raised the bar. I mean, it's, you know, quite exceptional. And then to, you know, I think a big reach for us and, you know, a thing that's really important is to keep our identity as we're going through that, you know, process being a, you know, small Christian university that then has Division I sports. And so it's quite unique. And yeah, it's, you know, I don't really know the percentages, but I'm going to say maybe 1% of high school athletes become Division I, you know, and
that's
so
amazing.
It's definitely an elite athlete. And so, it's been exciting to be able to be a part of that.
Well, when you say 3 conference tournament championships and 2 NCAA tournament appearances, I mean, it takes a while for any team, I would assume, to develop really great talent, and then there is a period of, there's a cycle, isn't there? Last forever.
No, it doesn't. And our first championship was in 2010 in the Great West, and so that was I believe our last transition year, might have been our second to last year that we were in that transition phase, where we actually could not compete beyond a conference tournament because we weren't certified to go on. And our our conference did not have an automatic qualifier bid, so we couldn't go on to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, it wasn't until that following year that we, you know, had full certification and were able to go. So our first conference championship, it was an NCAA Division I, you know, championship, but we were not able to go on to the tournament. And then our first year in the Southland, we actually did not make the tournament. And, you know, the Southland's always been competitive. There's always been a few, you know, teams at the top, and it's certainly changed throughout the time that we've been there. But the first year that we made the tournament was 2014, and we won that year. And a little bit of a Cinderella story in the sense that, you know, I mean, we had finished average, you know, in conference, and then just kind of went on a little winning streak and, you know, upset the number one team in the final. And so, great experience, you know.
I can only imagine the elation.
After that, we historically, we finished in the top of the conference. The next year, we finished second. The next year, we won the tournament again. And then the following year, you know, after that, we finished about middle of the road. And so it does cycle. This year was not one of our best years, we hate to admit. You know, it's interesting, you look back at our team, and we were very, very good. We just weren't really quite finding the way to win. You know, so it does cycle, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, we don't like to be on the bottom end of that cycle, but we know that, you know, things will look up for sure.
Now, give us an idea of the teams you play in your conference.
In the conference, we play SFA, Lamar, Abilene Christian, Incarnate Word. You know, those are all Sam Houston. A lot of the teams that are a little bit closer, you know, to us. And then, you know, all the teams that all the other, you know, all the other programs here play, the Louisiana teams, McNeese and Southeastern, Northwestern.
I mean, what about tournament? How wide does that go?
So for us, how it works is we have about 8 out-of-conference games. So when we start the season, we'll play all of our out-of-conference games. So those games may be, you know, we'll schedule. We've played Texas before, Baylor, Texas State. We play often UTSA. You know, a lot of those teams will play. We'll usually take one trip and just to play somebody out of region. And this year we went to Niagara, and we played Niagara and Buffalo. And that was a fun trip. We always try to schedule something a little bit fun, a little sightseeing. Sometimes, you know, they may not have opportunities to travel, you know, and so we like to be able to, you know, get a little bit of that in when we can. And then we start conference, and so we have 12 conference games. And then after conference, how it works is the top 8 teams go into the conference tournament, and then we have a tournament champion from there. That tournament champion will enter the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, unfortunately this year it was not us. The 2 years that we did win, we played Stanford, and 1 year we played Stanford, and 1 year we played Texas A&M. So
wow, that is some stiff competition.
It is. So typically the Southland teams come in rated fairly low, and so we usually get a really high seed. And so when we played Stanford, they're number one in the nation that year, and so that was, I mean, when we talk about a different athlete, that's a different athlete.
Was that at Stanford?
It was. It was at Stanford.
Imagine they had a unique cadre of things for you to see.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's fun. It's a great experience, you know, to be able to do that and to really see, you know, really see the game played at a little bit different level.
Yeah. Now, in your name we play, I mean, the Christian ethic and component here at HBU, I think is just so incredible, so important. I know you do, and
Absolutely. Obviously
that's your motto. I know that's not the motto of every program across the country. What has it been like to mentor these athletes in their faith while also trying to win?
Sure. I mean, it is definitely a unique experience. You know, I love that we can openly talk about our faith. We can openly share Christ with our players. And, you know, obviously I feel like leading by example is very important, but, you know, we can verbalize it as well. And, you know, we can pray before we play, we can pray before meals, we could pray anytime we wanted to. You know, if we've got a player struggling with something, we can, you know, cover them in prayer. And it's been neat to see some of the girls rise up into some Christian leadership, responsibilities as well. And I think it's really important to be able to, you know, the girls aren't going to, most of them are not going to go on and play professional. I mean, this is, you know, kind of a little bit of a means to an end. They're playing soccer. They're forming some great relationships, and they're going to be out into the workforce. They're going to be starting families and, you know, doing those things a couple of years after they, you know, graduate. And so my hope is that we've instilled the core values, you know, into them. And they really learned a lot from their experience here, learned, you know, through the failures, you know, lots of character building and that they'll, you know, learn to lean on Christ during, you know, those difficult times. And I do think we have a unique, and I would say probably most of the teams do, you know, we're not all Christian, you know, on the team.
Sure.
And I, you know, feel like for our Christians, it's a little bit of a mission field, you know, which is really neat to be able to see that. In fact, we are going on a mission trip. We're going in June. And so we're really excited about that. And it's really going to be neat to see some of our non-Christians, how they really grow in their faith
as we're going. So is it the team?
The team is. Mm-hmm.
The team is going on.
The team.
So where are you going?
We're going to Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're really excited. We're going with a group, Charlotte Eagles, and Lo Rivas, who is the FCA representative here at HBU, is also our volunteer coach, which has been really neat. It's been fantastic for some spiritual mentoring, you know, with our team. And she's a fantastic soccer player, so that really, really helps too. So the girls really look up to her, and she's been instrumental in helping us organize the trip. So yeah, we're very excited. And all of our incoming freshmen will be able to go with us as well, since it's the summer. And so that'll be really neat. It'll kind of kick off our season for us. So we're really looking forward to that.
That is really, really exciting because, as you know, a mission trip provides a whole different atmosphere.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Get us out of our comfort zone. You know, we're going to serve and, you know, we'll deal a lot with children and it'll be a great experience. You know, I'm really excited.
Do you go to Bogota or where are you going?
We're going to Medellin.
Okay.
And so, and in fact, I'm meeting with the organizer. We'll talk here in another week or so. And really, he emailed me today, and we got our dates set for sure. And so kind of start going over that schedule. So we're really excited about that.
Now, Misty, how did you come to HBU?
So I had coached at a small university called Northwood University, just south of Cedar Hill. Mm-hmm. Or just south of Dallas in Cedar Hill. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I both coached there. We actually started the programs there. And then we, our oldest son, who actually attends HBU now, but our oldest son at the time was 3, and I just gotten pregnant with our younger son. And so I left and was just coaching club soccer. And so my husband was still there. And then he had gone to another school called Texas Wesleyan University that actually played in the Red River Conference, which is the conference HBU played in. At the time, HBU did not have soccer, and he always told me, he goes, when they have soccer, we're going to apply. And I was like, okay, and didn't really pay any, you know, just whatever. And one day he calls me, he's at work, and he calls me, and he's like, well, HBU started soccer. I'm like, oh, well, that's great. And he goes, no, get your resume ready, we're going to apply. And I was like, oh, we are? Like, okay. And Trevor, our youngest at the time, was 2, a little over 2, and I'd planned on that I'd probably go back into coaching collegiately probably when he was in kindergarten. So I'm like, well, I still have a couple of years, you know, I'm really not. And he's like, just get your resume ready. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, so put it together and sent it in. And Coach Cottrell called us in for an interview. And I was like, oh, you know, like this was real. Like I just, to be honest, I just put it in just because he's like, hey, let's do this. All right, let's do it. I'm like, what are the odds they're going to hire both of us? Like, okay. And I would have to say from the minute we stepped on campus, it was like, okay, you know, all right, God, maybe this is it. And both of us, Steve and myself, were both at the time doing a Bible study with BSF, Bible Study Fellowship, and it was on Genesis. And we were right at the section of just go. You know, Abraham was told, pack up your stuff and go. And I kept, I don't really think that's for us. Like, I really don't, you know, and I was a little resistant, I'll have to admit, like at first. But, you know, we got here and just kind of fell in love with the place and, you know, came back for a second interview, met with the president, who was President Hodo at the time. And, you know, then it was kind of like, okay, well, I really hope we get this job because, you know, I think this is really a place where I want to be. And we did. They were gracious enough to, you know, entrust the programs into our care. And so it's been fantastic. Our boys were, when we finally got here, they were 3 and 7 and have just grown up here. So the family atmosphere has been fantastic. I mean, they spent every second of their summers up here running around and with a lot of the other coaches' kids. And so it was a good experience. It really has been. And so yeah, it's just been kind of neat to kind of see the story and how everyone's grown here.
You know, we hear that word family quite a bit. Mm-hmm. In students and faculty, they say, you know, I came to HBU and I found a family. I wasn't a number. People knew me. People cared.
Right.
That's an important thing today in a world that is increasingly disconnected, socially isolated, alienated, on a device somewhere.
Right, absolutely. It's so important that I think especially the it's such an impressionable time, you know, in college, and you know, they're coming here to find themselves or you know, kind of get that identity. And it's neat when the, you know, they come in and they can get that, they can find their identity in an identity through Christ, which we hope is what, you know, they do with their time, you know, from here. It's kind of been a neat perspective that my older son, Brandon, attends school here. And of course, he said he never would because he basically grew up here. And I mean, he could, when he had applied, like, do you need a tour? And he's like, no, I could probably give the tour.
You're right.
You know, he knows all the little back ways and all the, you know, everything. And, you know, so it's kind of unique then, you know, for him to be here. And but to hear him talk about, you know, the classes and the professors and, you know, getting to know some of them and just the other, I would say, kind of support staff within the athletic department that he, because he plays soccer. And, you know, one I would have to say is Charlie, our strength coach, has been an unbelievable mentor, you know, to him. And it's just neat that there's strong Christian men in place and that, you know, that are here for our athletes, you know, for our students. And it's really been a neat growing experience and, you know, a time where he could really grow in his faith. And so that was really exciting.
I know, Misty, that, you know, when Christy and I raised our kids, it's hard to believe, but it was even a different world than people raising children now. And I see my kids raising their kids, and we're grandparents. And I just don't know how anybody could even think they could navigate a kid today without having faith in Christ.
Right.
Because there's just, the values are gone. It's just like every man to himself. It's probably been very gratifying for you as a coach to look back that you might have had a player who maybe wasn't the very best, but you got to impart in their life spiritually. And I know we play to win and we need to win to play and all the rest. And I think all the coaches know that. But that there you're in a mission field too.
Oh, absolutely.
Every week.
Absolutely. And it, you know, sometimes we really try to keep it into perspective. And a perfect example was this year, we certainly didn't win as many games as we're used to. And so that was something unique to us. And certainly as we wanted to. And and sometimes I even think that, I mean, it's great to be able to keep things into perspective, you know, and to kind of learn from those areas. And I think in 2010, actually, when we won the Great West, we hosted the tournament, which has been unique. We've never been able to do that before, but we actually hosted the tournament, which was really neat. However, when you go to conference tournaments, there's usually a certain number of players you can keep on your roster. And we had more than that. And so we couldn't roster everyone. So even though we're here playing in a tournament, and, you know, not everybody always sees kind of the ins and outs of some of that stuff, but we're here hosting the tournament. It's, you know, an exciting time. And we had four girls who could not sit on the bench with us, and they had to sit in the stands because, you know, of league rules. And it's like that in all conferences, but it's still a hard, you know, position to be.
Sure.
And I had to tell one of our seniors, fantastic girl, you know, just, you know, an amazing girl, but, you know, she didn't get to play. And, you know, I had to tell her that, you know, you're going to have to sit among some other players, but, you know, you're going to have to sit in the stands and, you know, explain that out, you know, to her and everything. And she understood. She was just a great girl. And after we won the tournament, and of course they got to come and celebrate, they get a ring, you know, the whole thing. They were a critical, you know, part of, you know, our journey to get there and, wanted to make sure they certainly understood that. But after the tournament, pretty much everyone was gone. There was maybe four or five of us left on the field, kind of picking up stuff, gathering my stuff, and I was headed to my car. And her dad drove up and he stopped and he started walking across the field. And you kind of get that, moment that, you know, like, okay, this is a good moment for us. And, you know, and I was kind of thinking of, you know, what I was going to say. He came up and hugged me and he goes, I cannot thank you for the impact you've had in my daughter's life. And that just, I was like, wow, you know, that he saw the big picture too. And it was just neat to know when parents entrust their kids to you, that they trust you. And they trust the decisions you make because we have to make decisions that are for the best interest of the team. And that doesn't always mean, obviously, that everybody's happy or that, you know, there's not, you know, some controversy or some adversity there that the girls have to get through. And I just think, you know, not all parents have that perspective, of course, but it was just really neat. It was a neat moment to, you know, to realize that, you know, it's about the journey, you know, to get there. And, you know, we all play different pieces. And, you know, I felt good that he understood, you know, the scenario, and he knew that she still had, you know, fantastic value, you know, to the team. And I think that's important. I think especially, you know, sometimes girls wrap their value up in their playing time or in, you know, their role.
Sure.
And so that's certainly, you know, a piece of it is making sure that they understand that that's not who you, the soccer something you do. It's not who you are. You know, and, you know, I certainly hope by the time they, you know, get through the 4 years with us is that they really know that this is not your identity. This is a piece of you, but it's not your identity. And that, you know, if they can keep their identity in Christ, you know, that's really our goal for the players as they, you know, to be able to, you know that when they graduate from here.
And the complete picture of life, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Misty Jones, one of the gifts of God to HBU, head coach of the women's soccer team. And you can learn more about it at HBUHuskies.com, HBUHuskies.com. We're going to show you, and you've seen some of the film of the team, just another reason why HBU is making such a difference. Another reason why there's a place for you to connect, a place for you to care and share and to support this dynamic university in its mission to train and to equip leaders for this world that so desperately needs them. Misty, thank you so much for coming today and sharing with us. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing. Thank you for all the colleagues you have. We're really excited to keep our eyes on what y'all are doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.